The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Okay, coronavirus. How worried are you by the possibility of it reaching Ireland, or maybe that you'll come into contact with it in somewhere that you travel to, not just perhaps China as well? Sam McConkie, you're head of the Department of International Health and Tropical Medicine at the Royal College of Surgeons of Ireland. Just what actually is the coronavirus?
A small little bit of protein, fat, carbohydrate and RNA. A bit like flu is the best way to think of it.
How similar to the flu is it?
Completely different species. The things that it's similar to are SARS that swept around the world in 2003-04, and one called Middle Eastern coronavirus MERS that's been common in Saudi Arabia, South Korea and UAE and the Gulf over the last 4 or 5 years. There's also a coronavirus that causes common cold in Ireland. There are 4 or 5 strains. So there's already coronavirus strains in Ireland, but this is a new one that's arrived about 2 or 3 months ago in China.
And why is it killing people?
It's like a tsunami. It's actually devastated the Chinese people, Chinese health service and the Chinese economy in the last 3 or 4 weeks. You probably know they've cancelled flights. They've quarantined off about 50 million people. It's like closing off the borders of England.
But why is that? I mean, how deadly is this? Or is it just make you very sick? Or how likely is it to kill you if you contract it?
So there's a lot of uncertainty around those estimates because it's all new. The data coming out of China now is that about the attack rate on the population is about 20%. So about 20% of the population seem to get it. And the death rate is around 2%. 2% is less than SARS, which had a death rate of about 10%, and less than the Middle Eastern one that has a death rate of 40 or 50%. So it seems less lethal. But unfortunately, Matt, if you apply those numbers, 20% of Irish population is 1 million, and 2% death rate is 20,000. So I would say the worst case scenario is 20,000 people dead in the next 6 months. That's been a bit extreme in the worst case scenario, but my view is that in hospitals and healthcare centres, we need to be preparing for that.
Do you expect it to reach Ireland?
It's now in 17 countries. So in the last few weeks, it's gone from Hubei province to 29 of the other 33 provinces in China. So it's spread widely in China, and it's now spread to 17 other countries. It's in Finland, it's in Germany, it's in France, it's in UAE, it's in US, Canada, and as I said, total of 7. So it has been, if you just look at the map of how it's been spreading over the last 2 weeks, dramatically spreading to other places. So the idea that it won't come to Ireland is unlikely. We're a small little open economy. We love to travel. There's, I know, what, 3 or 4 million people going through Dublin Airport every year. So we're very open to travel. We love to travel, so almost certainly.
And the potential then, I just want to make sure I got this right. You said there's a potential that it could kill 20,000 people in Ireland.
If you look at the data coming out of China now and apply the early preliminary figures to the Irish population, so if this thing hits us, it could hit us very bad.
Is there any sort of vaccines that we have to prevent it arriving?
There's no vaccine. It takes months to develop a vaccine. There's no vaccine against SARS or MERS. There's no vaccine against coronavirus. It would take optimistically maybe a year to get a vaccine. So it's not going to solve the problem in the next few weeks.
And what sort of treatments are there?
There's no specific antiviral treatment. About a quarter of people need oxygen therapy. It causes a viral pneumonia, a bit like flu. They need oxygen either through nasal prongs or through a mask, or in more severe cases through a device called NIPI, non-invasive pulmonary ventilation, where a tight-fitting mask blows air into the lungs. If that doesn't work, then a tube, a cuffed endotracheal tube down into the trachea, and a big machine called a ventilator puffs in oxygen. If that doesn't work, there's another big machine called an ECMO machine. We've two in the matter, can help to ventilate people.
Okay, this listener says, I wasn't worried, but I'm slightly worried now. Priscilla Lynch, clinical editor of the Medical Independent. How worried do you think is the HSE and the government about this?
Well, their key message today, they gave a media briefing on it, were not to panic. They've pointed out that the majority of cases have been mild illness and that those who died have been in the older age groups and have had underlying chronic conditions. So as it stands, the confirmed number of cases is 7,700 and 170 deaths in total. This is far lower than Ebola or measles even across the world with their outbreaks at the moment. Obviously, it's a severe new disease, but as we know with SARS and MERS, we didn't get a problem in Ireland with those particular diseases, and they were more severe corona diseases. As it stands, there have been no confirmed cases in the UK or Ireland, though it is understood that there could be within the coming days in the UK. They're testing people over there regularly. Obviously, in Ireland, we are an island nation. And there are procedures in place for testing people who've come over or who have suspected disease. But there are no confirmed cases, again, as I just said, at the moment. There are three Irish nationals being evacuated, actually, from the Wuhan province tomorrow, but they're going to be brought to Europe and quarantined for 14 days. So there are procedures in place. There's a high-level group within the HSE and the Health Protection Surveillance Centre that have been meeting and putting protocols in place since this outbreak occurred, and the World Health Organization notified us of it. So they're meeting now three times a week, and they're satisfied with the current preparations that have been made and put in place. So, as we said, it is a new disease. It's something that people are worried about. The World Health Organization is monitoring it very carefully. They're actually meeting again today to decide whether to declare it an international virus, an international global concern. But again, as we've seen with some diseases like these, they can peter off. So at the moment, we don't really know, but we're monitoring it very carefully according to the...
Okay, well, let's hear a little bit of what Taoiseach Simon Coveney had to say about it today.
I do want to emphasise the point. There is absolutely no evidence to suggest that any Irish citizen has contracted the virus. But of course, anybody leaving that region, coming into the European Union, effectively needs that process to be managed in a way that contains any potential spread of the virus.
Okay. Also then, Priscilla, what's the danger as well? There could be a bit of a panic. We see things like today that there was a cruise ship docked near Rome, 6,000 people on board who weren't allowed to get off because there was a suspicion that one Chinese member of the guests actually had the virus.
That's right, and they've been testing there and they're waiting for test results to come back. But again, that would happen with other diseases, even that happens occasionally on cruise ships. So it's good to see that people are taking it very seriously and they're putting precautions in place just to test people. And we've been assured that actually testing can be carried out quite quickly in Ireland and that the results will be back fast, within a day, actually faster than within the UK. So they are monitoring the ports and the airports, and obviously Irish people have been advised against non-essential travel to China at the moment. So it's an evolving situation as well. It's evolving over a couple of days. As I was just trying to say to you earlier, vaccines take time to put together, but there's already been breakthroughs in the United States and Australia in relation to characterising this disease and putting in place a candidate vaccine. So work is at the very early stages, but they're actually very confident at the moment that they can create a successful vaccine and that they could test it in the next couple of months, and that there could be something put together before the end of the year. We've had other serious diseases in the last couple of years, such as Ebola and Zika, which we've been able to create vaccines for quicker than we would have been in the
Priscilla,
past.
It also needs to be said that we have things like vaccines for flu, and people don't actually take those up, and dozens of people die of the flu in Ireland every year.
That's exactly it. I was going to come back to that. As part of the briefing today, the HSE gave an update on the amount of flu that was circulating in Ireland. And it's consistent with what they were expecting and similar to last winter. So they've just pointed out the fact that flu as well kills people in Ireland every year. And there is a vaccine against that, and they would like it to be higher, the uptake of the vaccine against the flu, though it has improved in the last few years as well. So, you know, I think people just need to put it into perspective.
Indeed. As one listener says, Colm says 170 people out of a population around 50 million in the Wuhan province have died for the coronavirus. About 100 people out of 4 million in Ireland die every year from the flu. So we need to stop panicking about this.
Exactly.
That assumes, though, as well, doesn't it, Samuel McConkie, that the Chinese are giving us accurate figures as to the numbers who've died.
Yeah, not only that, the flu is a very predictable thing that happens every year, more or less similar to the previous year. This is an unpredictable, unprecedented and never-seen-before epidemic, and the number of cases is rising each day. We don't know when it'll peak. So quite rightly, epidemics take their course. They evolve and rise and then peak off and then fall. But we don't know if this will peak in 1 month or 3 months or 6 months. So I think the difference between this and flu is that the flu is rather predictable because we've seen it every year for the last 150, whereas this is a very new and unpredictable thing. My view is that on a good scenario, we might see maybe 20 suspected cases of let's call it Wuhan coronavirus in Ireland over the next few months, but no real cases. What I expect, if you ask me what's likely, is something a bit like the flu epidemic that we had 3 or 4 weeks ago, where we'd, you know, hundreds of people in hospital, maybe a couple of hundred died, typically, as you said, elderly. I don't think we should treat elderly lives any less well than younger people's lives. So it's still significant. And the scenario I outlined earlier is more of a worst-case scenario. What I'd like to encourage...
I'm glad you said that, because you've worried a lot of people about that 20,000 potential deaths figure.
I think people need to start planning. It's not enough just to monitor the ports. My view is that every GP practice, every healthcare institution, every workplace needs a plan. What do we do if a suspected person's arrived in from Europe or from China or from Africa? It could easily spread widely. In Abu Dhabi, there's been cases. There's a big airport hub there. Lots of people are traveling through Abu Dhabi. Similar Ethiopia, similar Nigeria. So this could easily spread in an out-of-control way in many populous countries in Asia and Africa, just as it's already doing in China.
Okay.
And all those folk then travelling back and forth to Ireland could, and Irish people going there, and could
indeed,
bring it back here.
As was pointed out, you said about 2 or 3 million people going through Dublin Airport. It's 32 million who go through Dublin Airport every year.
Exactly.
Anyway, thank you very much. Samuel McConkie from the Royal College of Surgeons of Ireland, head of the Department of International Health and Tropical Medicine, and Priscilla Lynch, clinical editor of the Medical Independent.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.